Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to third. Boswell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Boswell tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Singleton. Milner reaches second base with a double. Boswell scores. Agee goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Denny Lemaster now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a pop-up into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Denny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Aji is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aji is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aji takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aji moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 7-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyer scores. Harrelson scores. It's 9-0, Mets. Tom Walker now pitching. Tommy Aji is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to third. Agee moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Agee. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 9-1, Mets. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing second base. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fregosi moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Fregosi scores. Dyer moves to third. Gentry moves to second. It's 10-1, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boswell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field. Agee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agee. Day moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Day tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-2, Mets. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bateman for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Tom Walker. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. A G settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley, who is chasing the ball. Fregosi reaches third base with a triple. Agee goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 4 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 12-2, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman fires to second and picks off Agee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.